Wayne and I had a mutual friend. It was Billy Corgan from the Smashing Pumpkins. And Billy had played in a band with Wayne for a couple months. He hooked me up with Wayne's number, and I promptly called him 8 months later.
This is boring, 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 boring. Everybody knows this stuff.
And the rest is history. That was it. That was the start of our long and illustrious career together.
I've seen footage, and I have the LP of Deep Blue Dream.
That's a vicious rumor. It never happened. We were perfect. We were exact. We were Static X from the moment we met. No.
Delusious cloud! My memories!
I've never dressed like a bad metal hair band.
All of them had package pants.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
That was cool at the time.
Yeah, you can't really deny where you came from.
Nobody was attending their shows in Chicago. This is where they needed to be. This is where the labels were.
I got out here 2 weeks after the earthquake.
I don't know the year, hey Ken?
I found out he was a bass player and I begged him to come try out for the band.
So I was still jamming in that death metal band I was in. They're like, whoa, he can play and he's Mexican. Who knows why they picked me? God, I'm still, you know, but here I am, yeah? Deal with it.
Well, I didn't want to play jazz, so I decided to come to Los Angeles.
Kind of out of the blue, put up an ad at the practice space. Wayne thought we should have a fourth member.
And then we jammed with him about 6 months, and then he quit.
And I just left the band.
Koichi quit the band.
Maybe I just wanted to be alone for a while. And
then we played out as a three-piece for a little more than a year.
And we were at the Slit Your Wrist shows.
Infamous empty shows. That was even before you moved out here.
Yeah, they were nobody.
First time I saw them play, they played to me.
We needed that fourth member.
And then we asked Koichi back in the band.
We begged him.
At that time, they just started playing with Wayne's drum machine. That was like the beginning of the Static sound.
He did send me a tape, and it had Love Dump on it. And I was like, that's a good song. Now you guys are heading someplace right now.
We went separate ways, but along the way, we met again.
Static first came across my desk when their manager, Rob McDermott, who's a friend of mine, gave me a tape of him. And it was a new band he was working with. He was really, really excited. Nobody had ever heard of him. After playing a couple of shows, just they started to get this like phenomenal following of kids. Just they were playing like a kind of music where the boys can shove each other around to it and the girls can shake their ass. And that's the key to success.
It really does start with one guy standing in one club, watching a band and going, wow.
You know, they're a real band. Like when I saw them for the first time, I was just blown away, and that, you know, sealed it for me.
I really, really started to like them a lot. I try to help them out. I try to turn them on to, you know, a couple of record companies and stuff like that. But they ended up getting snatched up with Warner Brothers.
We had met with Warner Brothers a couple of times. It was actually only a month after we hooked up with them to where we knew we were going to be signed to Warner Brothers.
Fuck you! One day we go to lawyer's office and sign the paper.
They were so laid back about it. I don't know if they were in shock or what the deal was.
On a serious note, yeah, I want to apologize for how boring and stupid we all are. Wait, and if any of you actually buy the record, I hope you like it.
You know, 97, it was kind of, you know, on the verge. We were all kept talking about, oh, it'd be really cool if Incubus helps break the scene, or if System helps break the scene.
Fear Factory, I mean, they're kind of the godfathers of the heavy music scene.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Cold Chamber was, say, the first generation that put Static as the second generation, along with System of a Down, and third generation would be Papa Roach. So, I mean, I kind of see it as like three generations of bands that have come out of Los Angeles in this heavy scene right now.
California has sprouted, God, can't even count them on my hands how many bands, good bands actually, that have come out of there.
They were the underdog band, you know, off doing their thing, trying to build a base, trying to get some hype going, and that's all when the ball started.